Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, Dr. Judy Curianci is going to come on, and we're going to talk about the new rules for dating. Things are changing out there. A lot of you find yourselves looking for a significant other, and traversing this new terrain takes a little skill, and Dr. Judy's going to fill us in on that. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik is going to come on and talk about dinosaur training using body weight only, how to make amazing gains without touching a dumbbell or barbell. So you're not going to want to miss that. So let's get right to it. Dr. Judy, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. And Carl, what a delight to be with you again. You are so good and make the show so interesting and really care about your listeners and letting them know the best ways that they can have the best physical and mental life.
Yeah, you really can't, you know, when I first started doing the show, it was hard for me to separate out the things that were important to me. You have to talk about the whole person. You just can't talk about just one. We're not monoliths. And you're right. I've tried, and I appreciate that because I guess I must be getting it a little bit. So.
Right. And as you've said, the whole person, this is really the whole trend in health today, is looking at things holistically. Whatever you're putting in your body, as you talk about all these wonderful kinds of products that people can have, and believe me, when I was on with you, I was thinking, my, that's, I got to get some of that. And besides trusting you because you're so smart about all these things.
Sure, thank you.
And so the point is what you put in your body and what you do with your body and what you do with your mind is so interconnected.
Yes, it is. And the reason I wanted to do this show especially is because we do every second Thursday, we do a special show on acquiring strength. And one of the strongest men in the world does the show with me, Wade Johnson. And during this last show, we started talking about how to stay on track when life gets in the way. And he shared with the audience a very painful reality that occurred with him recently. His 6-year live-in significant other, partner, a woman that he's been dating for 6 years, kissed him goodbye. He went to work, came home, and there was a note on the counter, and she was gone. And now he's relegated to the rest of us baby boomers who say, wow, I have to get back out there and start dating again. This is scary. It's not like it was back in the 80s. The 90s seemed to change everything, and traversing the terrain today in the dating world is really, I don't know, it's confusing, I think. Do you get that from a lot of people?
Yes, I do, Carl. It's much more complicated and a lot more stressful these days because of the added issues, first of all, of money. And one of the things that many people talk to me about is how to handle the finances. I got those questions years ago, and certainly for the years I've been on the radio, that people know me as calling Dr. Judy and asking, who pays? And now, Carl, it's even more intense about who pays because there are women who want men to do the traditional way where they pay, and there are lots of men who feel like, oh my goodness, I can't afford to take her out on such a fancy date. What does it cost? $50 by the time you're finished with a movie and going out to dinner and transportation and paying for gas or however you get there. So,
and you forgot one critical aspect too. Usually there's a babysitter involved at our age now.
Exactly.
So who's paying for the babysitter, you know?
Right. So it's a very expensive deal to go out on a date. And what really breaks my heart is that there are men and women who won't go on a date because they don't want to negotiate those issues, and guys who think I can't afford to take her out on a date at this stage of my life because maybe I'm paying for the support of my kids. from the divorce. And so it just has created such a sad situation. There's a whole chapter that I had written in my Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating that people ought to check out that's about finances and money and who pays and how to negotiate these things. And the basic bottom line, besides all the particulars about it, is that I say you really need to clarify that before you're going out on the date. I know that it's not a happy conversation to have, but you don't want to get stuck with the bill and really, Carl, I've heard those stories. Yeah. I mean, some horror stories about what happens when the bill comes if you haven't agreed about it beforehand.
Well, okay. Isn't this an individual thing? Like, I'm an old school guy. I want to pay for the date, and maybe I'm not a Renaissance man because I feel like there are certain things that men are supposed to do. At the same time, I feel that maybe some of those older approaches and cliches have outgrown their usefulness. Is it appropriate today for men to expect women to do more Dutch spending?
Well, at a certain point in the relationship, I would have to say, Carl, that that is in fact a reasonable thing to do. And perhaps that's something that people aren't used to. As you said, you know, there's a traditional way that men feel they should always pay and the women feel that they should be paid for or they're not being treated well. There's a lot of psychological issues with that. But after you've been dating a while, I think it's only reasonable to say, okay, how are we going to manage this? And I think that it's based on really who can pay as well. You need to add not only how do I feel about it, as a psychologist, I would say that's one criteria, but also what are each person's resources once you get comfortable with one another and you decide you really do want to see each other again, and then what can we do? And even in the Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, I've mentioned many things that people can do that don't cost a lot of money. The whole idea once you're into a relationship is to sharing experiences, and certainly, you know, you can go out and toss balls in the park with your kids together,
right?
You know, or go or rent, even if you have to rent bikes, it's not going to be that much money, and take a picnic for goodness sake. You know, these are romantic, wonderful things that don't cost a lot of money as it would taking somebody to orchestra seats in a show.
Yes, absolutely. And let's face it, you can do a big date from time to time, but you're right, because you got to be careful that, and I know this may be the wrong statement to use, but setting the bar too high in a relationship. Sometimes if you come on too strong from the get-go, you end up running out of acts to follow. You know, it's like you have to kind of ease into that stuff a little bit so that when you are just doing things like sitting around and enjoying a movie together, that you don't feel like, wow, you know, I should be doing something more exciting or somehow I'm missing out, because I think that that is a problem as well. The internet, the whole internet dating thing, this has really, really thrown a totally new dynamic. It's almost like shopping for people. When I went through my divorce and I found these dating sites, I really had this odd feeling. It was almost a quasi-voyeuristic attitude at the same time. It was actually like I wasn't looking at real people. It was like I was shopping in a Sears catalog. This changes everything, doesn't it?
Sears or Target or Bloomingdale's or Macy's.
And some women who go to Millionaire's Match are shopping in the Ferrari catalogs.
So. Right, exactly. And TV shows about that. Yeah, I agree about that. And actually, the reason I've now done three editions of The Idiot's Guide to Dating, and it's all based on, really, Carl, what you said, the updating over internet issues. And I'm not really that worried about it. Years ago, there were so many more concerns that people had about that, you know, you felt, oh, I must be a loser if I have to go on the net. I'm going to say to your audience not to be really afraid of that or ashamed of that, because you do have to have all the cautions, Carl. You have to have all the considerations and put in all, you know, the honesties and every one of these issues. But when push comes to shove, there's been a lot of positive ways of reaching out on the internet. And because, Carl, it's so difficult now to meet people, then I think it's opened up a good world. world, and I think people should not feel that they're on a shelf being picked or not picked. You're picked or not picked anyway. You know, you gotta have a tough skin when you go through the internet dating, just like any other situation. So you gotta prepare yourself, get your friends to support you so that you know that you're gonna kiss a lot of frogs before you find the prince, or kiss a lot of frogs.
Or settle,
you find the princess.
Kiss a lot of frogs till you settle for one of the frogs too.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I'm not that really that worried about it. Everybody knows stories where horror stories, Carl, and everybody knows happy stories, you know. I have cousins who met because they went on a cat site. You know, they both love cats. And that created the common ground. And the truth is that really in all the advising I've been doing about dating and even the chapters in The Idiot's Guide to Dating, it's all about common interests. And if you can go on a site on the internet, Carl, and you've got common interests, whether it's cat loving or art, history, then you've really been able to find a common ground that is a good basis for a relationship.
That's an interesting point. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, what I would like to ask you is the question, the old adage that opposites attract, but do opposites really set up an opportunity to stay together? We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Her book is called, let me get it up here for a second, it's called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. This is the second edition. It's updated with all the information you need to be in the dating field today, in this day and age. You can get it at Amazon.com, or you can go directly to Dr. Judy's website, which is drjudy.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kriansky. She is the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. She must have been talking about me when she called it The Complete Idiot's Guide. Because I clearly was an idiot.
Well, Bill, you know, people tend to think of themselves sometimes when they don't know what to do and they get down on themselves. And I'm so much a fan of people building up their ego. There are lots of exercises in The Idiot's Guide to Dating about how to build your ego. Because
really?
Confidence is essential when you're dating and putting yourself on the line to get a job or to find a love partner. And there's really similarities in both those situations where you're putting your confidence and your self-esteem on the line. So, you know, one thing is to really, when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, so many people get all their criticisms. You know, the women are looking at their wrinkles and everybody's saying it's a bad hair day, and the guy's checking out his, you know, whether or not his hair has receded. And I say one of the techniques is think about waking yourself up in the morning and what would you say to a child, especially if you have children. Are you going to start out with all the criticisms? No. You give them a hug. You say, oh, it's going to be a great day, and what's going to happen today, and I'm here for you, and all these things. You need to give yourself the same pep talk when you get up in the morning and even when you go out on that date.
You know, do you still believe that I have to position this question properly because I don't want to sound like a non-believer, because I am a believer now, late in my life. I really never believed in love at first sight. I always thought, you know, it's a chemical reaction. Nature is designed to fool us because we have to continue the species. No such thing as love at first sight. There's plenty of people that can make you happy in your life. And then more recently in my life, I actually fell in love with a woman at first sight. I never felt that before. And it was an odd feeling to me. And it was a good thing. And I went with it. We talk about net dating and stuff like that. Sometimes you're out at a party, you see somebody, you have a feeling for them. Should we go with that feeling, or is sometimes as a psychologist you see our radar is off? We're attracted to the wrong things in people.
Well, you said a lot of things there that are very valid. Yes, our radar can be off, but yes, love at first sight is possible. And indeed, that's the value of seeing someone as opposed to on the internet, where you don't have that visual and that kinesthetic sense, that kind of, you know, I call it the energy.
Yes.
And in The Complete Idiot's Guide to a Healthy Relationship, which came after The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating as the follow-up, obviously, because once you're dating, you're then got to move into having a healthy relationship.
Right.
And one of the, in the second edition of that, I added the, another dimension to a healthy relationship, Carl, and that is the kind of sensuality, the spirituality, and the energetics. I call it energetics. Because that is what people call the vibe, you know, that old 60s word, the vibe.
Right.
And so when you fall in love at first sight and when you have that experience you just shared with us, that is an energetics of an energy that you felt in yourself and you felt in the person that you fell in love with at first sight. And I believe in that, that there is an energy exchange, that we all do give off energy. We're all like our own little radio stations broadcasting and receiving signals. And the issue, though, about it is that it doesn't always last. You can call it lust at first sight. There's been some research even calling it limerence, you know, that people get excited about it. And
right.
you have to make it last. But what happened in that relationship with you?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's thriving. It's growing.
It's still happening.
Yes, and that brings me back to the question that I wanted to continue our discussion on with attraction, opposites, and like. We've always heard opposites attract. As a kid,
right.
I used to hear that, right?
Right.
But can opposites sustain? The woman that I'm in love with now, we have so much in common. We love to train together. We love to eat the same way. We're both Italian, so we embrace our Italian heritage. We have so much more similarities. It just makes it so much easier. Do opposites attract? Can same type people attract as well?
Actually, it works both ways. And I've done a lot of research about that in brain style, that opposites do attract and they also can clash, because then you feel you don't have common ground. And the same thing happens with birds of a feather flock together. So the similarities make you draw to the person because of your common interests, etc. But then after a while you can get bored. So you just have to know your style and then work around how it either mixes or matches.
Yeah. I had a saying that evolved after my divorce that I came to realize that we all have a certain type of relationship currency. Things that we like, things that make us feel loved, are different than the things that someone else likes or makes them feel loved. And it's kind of like me going to the Ukraine with the Japanese yen, and they go, "No, I don't take that money." You end up in relationships sometimes where you don't feel satisfied. The other person doesn't feel satisfied. Both of you are doing everything that you think you should be doing to convey love, but it's just not clicking. What do you do in a situation like that?
Right. Well, the most important thing when it's not clicking is for you to sit back and do two things. One is look at what I call your love ghosts. That what is it in your history that worked or didn't work before? There might be something that's a pattern that's repeating that is not clicking, and then it's up to you. Then you have to figure out, okay, what is it that I did before that is constantly my button that's being pushed, etc. And the second thing is then to look at, well, okay, what ways are, what is the dynamic? What aren't we saying? Many times we hold things back from someone. We may hold back, by the way, not just a criticism or what's not working, but, Carl, people hold back feeling vulnerable.
Yes.
I'm scared to get involved. And I think that's extremely important for you to be honest about that and say, I was hurt before. You know that phrase, people say, know how to dance, love like you've never been hurt before. Like you know how to keep a tune. There's all variations of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, that it's a wonderful phrase, because we just keep living with our ghosts of the past and can't get past them. So if it's not clicking, then say, you know, what didn't click with me before? Is this the same thing that didn't happen before?
Yeah. No, that's an excellent point. When we move into more meaningful relationships with people, I happen to, just to go back to my personal experience to share with the audience a little bit. The woman that I fell in love with, when I fell in love with her, I was living 2,000 miles away. So we had to do pretty much everything over the phone. You know, we talked, we shared emails. I would come and visit, but then I had to go home again.
Man.
This distance forced me to do something. My parents used to talk about keeping company. That was a term from
right.
way back.
I remember,
yeah.
right?
You would go, right. you know, my father would go to my mother's house
right.
and sit on the sofa. And
yeah.
they would sit there with my grandmother and my grandfather and brothers and sisters, and they just kept company. They just
That's
sat
so
together.
That's so funny.
Okay. But then we went through our generation, the 60s and 70s, where, you know, the more sex, the better. And we were intimate before we even knew people.
Right.
Gee, what was her name? I don't even remember. And now I feel like there's a renaissance occurring in this sexual revolution where as a result of this, I kind of feel like it's more important now than ever, when you meet somebody that you really like, not to sleep with them until you really have a lot of things established. Because sleeping with somebody before you have a lot of these things established is kind of like meeting somebody at a bar and saying hello and going, here's the keys to my car, and just take it. You wouldn't do that. Why would you give your body away to somebody you don't know?
That's a wonderful message. I'm so glad you're saying that because it just makes a lot of sense, and I totally agree with you. And it fits in with that phrase, since you're talking about keeping company. Remember, dads used to say that if you could get to the milk for free, why buy the cow?
Yeah, right, right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I do agree. In fact, I often proselytize the rule that you should not sleep with someone, you know, certainly on the first date and not till many dates thereafter until you know that you really do want to share your body and soul. This is what people get into so quickly. But, you know, I lived through those ages too where it was the time of free love and socially things were quite different. But I would agree with you. I think people need to go back to that. A lot of young people, you know, get way too drunk way too fast and fall into having sex, and you know, it's a
well,
shame.
We've trivialized sex. We, you know, young people today call it hooking up.
Yeah.
When we were young, we had other words for it that were probably even, you know, words that had dual meanings, that some of the meanings were not nice words. And so, you know, what happens is we trivialize sex. But the reality is when you make love to somebody, when you have sex with them, when you have that connection, you cannot help but have a deeper connection to them. Why would you want to have deeper connection to somebody that you don't like?
Well, aren't you? You're a great guy. Because, you know, those old phrases, too, that guys tell you they love you in order to get sex, and women have sex in order to be told that they're
loved. Right.
And, you know, you're saying something that's a wonderful role model for a lot of men as a generalization, and traditionally that, you know, guys don't connect their emotions as much with sex. But certainly, that is a positive thing to do. And when we were together last time, we talked about tantric sex.
Yes.
From the Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, and that's what it's all about, which is, you know, feeling intimacy. And the fact that, by the way, that you can create a dating situation and a lot more intimacy without having sex, and then you build it up and it makes it even better.
Yes.
If people, hopefully they're listening to this and say, yeah, I can try that. I want to do that. I want to hold off. I want to wait till my heart feels safe before I give my sex away. That's really the key for me as a psychologist, that people's hearts are hurt too easily.
You know what? That's a great point. You just made me think of something. I think that if you are afraid to get naked in front of somebody, and I don't mean the exhibitionists out there who have photoshopped abs who just can't
right.
wait to get their shirt off.
Okay.
mean, if you really care about somebody and you are super nervous about being intimate with them, it's not time yet, because you should be able to trust somebody with your life. And if you can trust them with your life, then surely you could trust them being naked. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just it just makes perfect sense. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a chapter in your book called Conscious Dating. I want you to explain this to my audience. Nice. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. You can get a copy of her book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. This is the second edition. It's updated, so it's current. You can go to her website, drjudy.com, or check it out on amazon.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yes, Fever. It is
welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
This machine, we shall
talking this hour with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Later in the show, we'll be talking with Brooks Kubik about dinosaur training using body weight only, building massive muscles, getting lean and ripped without touching a weight. It can be done, but it takes a certain skill, and Brooks is going to share that with us later. Just got to mention also, we have a new sponsor, Atomic Tabs. Atomic Tabs has a new chewable energy product that is so outstanding, they're giving away 10,000 free samples to my audience. If you go to AtomicTabs.com today and sign up for their email newsletter, if you are one of the first 10,000 people to do this, you will get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. So check it out. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Okay, Dr. Judy, what is meant by conscious dating? Are we all walking around with our eyes closed? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. In a certain way, it would be probably better because then we wouldn't be so focused on the visual, which, as we know, comes up first in certainly for men in terms of their criteria for dating. But conscious dating means really being aware of what your emotions are and what that energy is, which I mentioned earlier, in terms of how you feel about yourself and the person, and getting to a deeper level as opposed to just how a person looks or what they sound like or any of those much more superficial things. So when we feel deeper about, is this really working? How do I feel about this person? How do I feel when I'm with that person? Is the connection that we have something that feels right? And you used the word click before. If you're in a conscious dating, then you're really aware of whether or not you're clicking. And, by the way, you're aware when it's not working so that you get out of it faster. You know this, Carl. People drag on relationships, and they get pained more and more, as opposed to saying, you know, let's look at whether or not this is working for both of us, see what is and isn't, and should we continue before any of us get hurt?
This is an excellent point. And actually, there's a side note to this point. And it actually happens before you even meet the person. I just had this conversation with my 14-year-old. I said many, many people end up in relationships and marriages for the wrong reasons. It's so critical to know what you really want in a person, the deal breakers, the ones that you say, I can bend and shift a lot of things, but these things here are unnegotiable for me.
Right.
And most people don't even have that in their mind. When they people put more effort into shopping for clothes, cars, and furniture than they do for somebody who's going to have the greatest impact on their life, the person they're going to try to spend their life with.
Exactly.
How do you put a list together? How do you really sit down? Where do you start?
Well, that's a very good point, because indeed putting the list together of your criteria, the deal makers and the deal breakers is very important. I think you start by just sitting down with the paper and let anything come out, because we can't prioritize it. And I'm very much a fan of that. When I work with couples, I just say, let whatever comes out first come out, and then you can edit it later. This is also the best way to do writing, by the way, is not to edit yourself while you're writing. Then you get right. Then you get all these writer's blocks. So, you know, he's got to have curly hair, and you know she needs to be blonde, or whatever you think is a quality comes out first. Write it all down, and then take a look at your list and say, okay, do I have all kinds of commonalities are in this list? Do I have all physical characteristics here? If I do, let me go deeper and see what are the emotional things. Do I need someone who's caring? Do I need someone who is a good listener? And then go look at the lifestyle things. Is it a deal breaker if the person lives a long distance? For some people, a long distance relationship works. Is it a deal breaker if they have three kids versus one? You know, so you go through those characteristics, lifestyle, physical thing characteristics you like and don't like, personality issues, and their job, their likes and dislikes, as many characteristics as you can, and then go through them and rate them. Cross out the ones that you don't care about that much and highlight the ones you do.
And then obviously this has to be a working, living list. It has to change, because once you start delving into applying the list, you may come to realizations like, you know, I thought that was a deal breaker, but clearly it's not. But something new comes up that I need to add to the list. So this has to be a dynamic list, correct?
You're so good, Carl. Right, and that's so true. Absolutely. Let the list change over time, for sure. What was your list when you had this experience of love at first sight, but did you have a list?
You know, I didn't have a mental list, one that I had sat down and put together for myself, but I did have some things that I did not want in the other person. There were some things that I've learned in my life that I did not want. I did not want a person who felt... we have an old saying when I grew up in Brooklyn on the streets, and I heard my father use this term first. He said, be careful of people who take kindness for weakness.
Oh, whoa, that's a good one.
And I remember my first therapy session with Jerry Katz, the most phenomenal therapist I've ever been to. I was in my 20s, and I had the good common sense to seek out a therapist, because I knew that growing up the way I did, I had some issues. And I remember saying that to Jerry, and Jerry looked at me and says, I can't even understand how those two words can exist in the same sentence. Kindness has nothing to do with weakness. And he made me explore the two words, and then I realized that it is a dangerous term. However, there are people out there who look at people who are kind as, instead of being affable and kind and good-hearted, they see them as weak and that they can prey upon them. And my radar was messed up in the beginning of my life, and I always ended up finding myself with women who felt that they could manipulate me and prey upon me because I cared about them. And I knew that that wasn't what I wanted this go around. That was the deal breaker for me. There was a lot of things that I could put up with, but I didn't want to go into a relationship again feeling like I was being used. Because that was an underlining thing. And I don't feel that way in this relationship. In fact, this is the best relationship I've ever had in my life. And maybe I had to be 53 to find this level of get this connected to what I really needed. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. So, well, good for you. I'm so delighted to hear that. This is such a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing it. And very inspirational, because it's just the absolute excellent way to be. First of all, there's nothing wrong with taking time to learn what it is that you need. Many times we need to go through a lot of negative experiences before we finally get it and say, aha, this is what makes me feel good. I don't want to be in that pattern anymore. And so you broke out of that pattern. That's wonderful. And you're describing a relationship that has what is so essential in a healthy relationship, and that is the kind of trust and mutual respect. And I totally agree with you, Carl. I mean, kindness is such an important quality, and people do take advantage of other people who are kind, and we need to have our radar up to say, you know what? Pass over those people. You know, something is went awry for them when they were growing up that they didn't get it, that kindness is a wonderful quality and not to be exploited but to be honored.
Yes, yes. But you know what? In this day and age, people see kindness as a weakness. They really do see it because people are revered when they're hard and cold and cutthroat, and everybody believes that's the only way to get to the top, and that's clearly not the way. What about, okay, so you've got your list. You have your eye on a person. The hardest part quite often is breaking the ice. I've always been blessed. Like my mother said, I took one deep breath when I was a kid and I never stopped talking. So I've always been blessed with being able to break the ice pretty easily. But a lot of people don't. They're afraid. They put so much pressure on themselves to ask for that date. Do you have any suggestions for people like that?
I do, and there's chapters, wonderful chapters that people should read in The Idiot's Guide to Dating that are about exactly how to break the ice and many things that you can do. Certainly one way is really to notice something about the person that is not terribly intimate, but that would get them to be talking about it that might be of interest. You know, if they're, let's say they're carrying a briefcase that you like, and you can say, oh, what a lovely briefcase. I've actually been looking for a briefcase myself. You know, where did you get that? Or something very neutral, and that kind of would engage the person, and then you can even get a better sense about whether or not this conversation is going to go on. If they grunt, goodbye. You know, so
right.
Those are the kinds of things you can say, or you know, the easiest thing is when people are walking their dogs, or you know, when they're walking by something that's of interest, like trees, and you can say, "Oh my God, it's so beautiful out! Look at the autumn leaves changing," you know, and then you can tell whether the person's going to be friendly or not. But you have to really, and also I've noted in The Idiot's Guide to Dating that people often meet in certain places, the law of contiguity, which means that we meet in familiar places that we're comfortable with, like the supermarket. So it's easy to do with an icebreaker at the supermarket. If somebody is perusing, you know, the cantaloupes, you can easily say, you know, how do you make sure the cantaloupe's ripe? You know, it's a very innocent question that you can tell if the person's friendly or not.
Yeah, my answer to that would be you buy it, you take it home. If it's not right, you throw it away and come back and get another one. I smell them. That's how I do it. I have to
right.
smell a cantaloupe to see if it's sweet. That's
yeah, well, see, you would give a sweet answer, and then there would be a logical question you can come with after that. You can say anything like, oh, gosh, that's a great thing to do. I have a hard time, you know, picking out the watermelons, too. You know, you can take it from there.
Yeah.
And that's why I say in The Idiot's Guide to Dating that if you're going to go somewhere to meet somebody, go to a place that you have a mutual interest, where you're comfortable is what I just talked about, but where you have a mutual interest, then you don't have to worry about the icebreaker. Really, Carl, you've got something to talk about.
Yeah.
If you both went to a course about 17th century painting, you know, or about wine tasting, you know, from the Napa Valley, then you're already having a conversation.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
You know, it's just when you're out and you don't know what you can say that you can end up, you know, getting shy. But since you revealed something on one, I must say the funniest or the and sort of most courageous thing that some guy ever once said to me. I was sitting in a steak restaurant and he comes over and I'm cutting my steak and he says, "Well, it looks good, it smells good, and I bet it tastes good."
And obviously, there was a double entendre.
There was
right?
a kind of double entendre. It was a little embarrassing. It was a little forward. But
yeah,
I'm just
that's
giving
pretty
you an
bold.
Example of how right.
That's
that was
really
pretty
bold.
Darn bold.
I mean, you'd have to be Brad Pitt to pull that one off.
Yeah, right.
We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about. Let's assume that we've met, we've had those dates, we've connected, and now the word commitment. Becomes an issue, and especially more difficult for those of us who are at the rodeo for the second time in our life. We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuriansky. She has a great book that if you find yourself in the world of dating, unprepared especially, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, the second edition. This is just not just for those of us who are older and more mature and find ourselves dating. But even those out there young who are doing it for the first time, get it right the first time so you don't end up like your parents, okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little bit later in the show, we'll have Brooks Kubik on, talking about dinosaur training using body weight only. Can't get to the gym? Brooks can show you how to stay in shape. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Judy Kuriansky about the new rules for dating. She's got a great book out there for those of you who find yourselves in the dating scene, regardless of how old you are, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. This is the second edition, so it's current. We're not telling you about dating back in the 70s, 80s, or 90s. We're talking about today, in the 2000s and beyond, what you have to know about getting into the dating world. Commitment. You know, this is a comment that I've made in private to numerous people, Dr. Judy. Dating today is like real estate. You find a house that you love. You would have bought this house 10 years ago. in a moment at the price they were asking, ridiculously cheap. But you go, you know what? There just might be something better around the corner. So you don't buy it and you keep looking. And this is what happens in dating. I know a lot of people who find wonderful people that they could have meaningful relationships with. But, you know, there just may be somebody better around the corner and they don't make the move. Do you notice that?
I do, and I think that's a very negative phenomenon that's happening. It's so important, really, to strike while the iron is hot and to make that commitment and then stick with it. Because as you said even earlier, guess what? There are people for people. There's no just one person. But, you know, the analogy that I come up with for that is because I fly a lot, you know.
Right.
And I'm always going on a lot of airlines, although United's my favorite. I always check out one of the other ones. And if you go on the internet and you find a good price and you don't buy it then, guess what?
It changes.
It invariably goes up.
Right. Right.
And so that's sort of the opposite point about, you know, to the fact that there could be a better deal around the corner. Find a good deal and stick with it. And if it meets the most of your criteria, then make it work. Of course, you know, that has a lot to do with, do you have the time and the energy, you know, to keep going? Or, you know, you have to examine, as a psychologist, I would say, Carl, you know, are you never satisfied?
Right.
You know, nothing is perfect. No one is perfect. No relationship ends up being perfect. There's always bumps down the road, you know, no matter what it is. If you can't, this is my ultimate principle is, really, Carl, if you want to make it work, you can.
Yes.
And that's it.
I mean,
people
truth.
Who don't want to make it work, and they come up with lots of different reasons, and there are psychological explanations for that, about how we rationalize things often, and cognitive dissonance, it's called.
Right.
And you come up with a decision, and then you find reasons to support it. So if you want to make the relationship work, you do everything to make it work.
That's the truth.
And that's the bottom line. If you're not sure about it and you're wavering and all the rest of it, then you stay on the fence all the time. And if you really don't want to make it work, then it's not going to work.
See, and that's something that I suffered from for most of my adult life in relationships. I always felt, and maybe this was something of my generation, I don't know, but I always felt like I could always leave if I have to. If this doesn't work, I could always leave if I have to. And I recognized that when I did my dad used to tell me, when you come to a crossroad in your life, before you take one of the roads, take a personal inventory. And so when I took,
he had a lot of good advice.
Yeah,
Dad.
My old man was a great guy. But anyway, when I started taking inventory, I realized that I always had one foot out the door.
Right.
And that was something that I made a decision early on in this relationship that was not going to be an option any longer. Any more than suicide would be an option or any of the other things that I would never ever do in my life would be options. I could make that decision, say, this won't be an option. That's it.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You're quite a guy. Really, Carl. That is wonderful. Nothing like putting 2 feet in.
Yes.
Jump into the deep water and swim and make it work. Because you're right. People have, this is a major issue, you just said. You know, oh, if it doesn't work, we'll get a divorce. Don't worry. And it was way too easy. So hopefully things will shift a little bit where people are making much more of a commitment and realizing that if they want to make it work, they can make it work, and that, in fact, they need to, in order to make that work, put the 2 feet into the pool.
Right, right. Jump. That's it. We're coming towards the end of the interview. I want to ask you a question to kind of come full circle. When we were talking about internet dating, there's one internet dating site that boasts that everybody who goes there gets married. I have my theories on this particular internet dating site. It's eHarmony. Could you comment on it? Do you feel comfortable commenting on their approach to the questionnaire and finding your perfect love match?
Rather than endorsing one site over the other, I think what's important, what they do and what is important and what we've talked about on this program today, Carl, is that you need to take an inventory of the words I love that you used of yourself and make the criteria that I mentioned earlier before and earlier in the show, and that's listed in The Idiot's Guide to Dating and The Idiot's Guide to a Healthy Relationship, and see what are my criteria. And that's what that site does, some psychological questionnaires.
Right.
So that's what makes it work. You've already done some of the pre-interviewing, and so you've cut to the chase a little bit by finding out what do I really want? What are my real deal makers and breakers? You and I discussed that. And therefore, you've saved a little bit of time, and you're ahead of the game a little bit. Anybody can do that.
I like your book better, and I'll tell you why. No, I'm being sincere. I keep telling people when they talk about eHarmony, I'd like to do a show 5 or 6 years from now and go back and revisit all those people who are on TV that got married and see how many still are married. There's a lot of people. When you make a decision, I know I have friends who came to a point in their life where they said, I'm ready to settle down, and they literally found somebody within weeks of making that decision. Okay. When you come to a dating site whose whole MO is we want people who are ready to get married, you're going to get married. But staying married or staying with that other person is a totally different dynamic. And that's why a book like yours, which not only talks about the rules of dating, the ins and outs of dating, what to look for, here's what you, but it also discusses now, you know, very few people think past. Most people don't think past the wedding. Most presidents don't think past the election. Most people don't think past anything. Your book goes, okay, now you got them. What do you do? You know, that's an important factor right there.
How do you make it work? That's right, exactly. And the answer to that, which is a great final word for this wonderful hour we spent together, is that I say in the Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, keep dating. This is what makes the relationship work, because we stop dating after you've so-called caught the person.
Right.
And then you think you know everything about the person. So along the way in the relationship, what was I like when I first met you? How was I behaving? I was trying to put my best foot forward.
Right.
I was asking you the questions about what you like and what's your favorite color and who was your best teacher in second grade and all these questions that you try to engage the person in. So bottom line, keep dating.
Keep that dating mentality. You showed all this interest in the other person when you were getting to know them. Now that you know them and you have them, you're not interested in them anymore. That's wrong. You're right.
Right. Exactly.
That's so good. The book, again, is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. You can get it at Dr. Judy's website, which is drjudy.com, or you can go to amazon.com. It's an important book. Unfortunately, most of us find our partner by accident, and we end up in relationships that many times throughout the relationship we realize we wish we weren't in. Don't make that mistake, especially if you're young and you think you know what you're doing. You don't. Your hormones are overriding everything. Nature plays terrible tricks on us just to procreate. So get a book like this, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. Dr. Judy, as always, lovely to have you on the show.
Same here, Carl. Okay. What a pleasure. You're the best.
We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, so there you have it, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. Now, we're going to be talking with Brooks Kubik about dinosaur training using body weight only. You can't get to the gym. There are other alternatives to building that fantastic physique. And we're going to talk about it when we come out of the break. Stay tuned. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5384.
5 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
You're listening to The Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Yes. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, Primordial Performance is having a pre-sale starting the 14th of this month of the new Andro Series version 3. Great products. The first 100 people who sign up for the pre-sale will get a supplement carrier, a t-shirt, and a free year subscription to their Elite Forum area, where you will get loads of free samples all year long. Go to primordialperformance.com today and check out the information about the pre-release sale of the new Andro Series version 3. Stronger, better, more muscle. That's what they're guaranteeing people. Okay. This hour we've got Brooks Kubik on the show. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. And you are actually on the verge of releasing a new book, and it is all about body weight training, of all things. Yet, you still call it the dinosaur training approach, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's body weight training and there's body weight training.
Ah.
And, you know, some people have the mistaken idea that body weight training is simple stuff. It's Richard Simmons type stuff. Can I say that on the show?
Yes, he's actually going to be on the show very soon, by the way. But I know what you're saying. You mean light work, stuff for people who are middle of the roaders and not hardcore, in other words.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what, you know, what they're forgetting is there are bodyweight exercises that are so difficult and so demanding, so challenging, that hardly anyone in the world can do them. I mean, you know, throw out the very simple, one-arm chin-up.
Okay, I got one that I can't do that I've always wanted to do.
What's
and
that?
Probably because, I mean, I can't do it because of my shoulder problems, but I would love to be able to do a handstand push-up.
Handstand push-ups are a great exercise, and they have one of the most fascinating histories in physical culture, because back in the day when the military press was one of the three Olympic lifts, and everybody who really wanted to demonstrate their strength got very good at lifting barbells and dumbbells, but primarily barbells, lifting barbells overhead, and that was the measure of a man's strength.
Right, right.
Many, many lifters who were really, really good at military pressing were outstanding hand balancers, and they trained handstand push-ups to build strength for the military press. One of those was Sig Klein. Sig Klein, you may have seen photos of Klein, who was a very, very good hand balancer. He would do handstand push-ups balanced on a piano bench.
Wow.
And he would go up and down, touching his chest to the bench on every rep. So, you know, he was using the bench so he could go down really low at the bottom of each rep. And, of course, these were, you know, complete, fully balanced handstand push-ups. He wasn't with his feet on the wall. He was just doing, you know, complete gymnastic-style handstand push-up. And he could do, like, I believe in the neighborhood of almost 20 reps that way. And he was so strong in the military press that he could do a perfect military press with 150% of his own body weight.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. Tony Terlazzo, the first American to win an Olympic gold medal in weightlifting, his secret weapon, handstand push-ups. He did them with one hand on a box on the right side, one hand on a wooden box on the left side, feet against a wall, so it was, you know, he didn't have the balancing issue. But he would do sets of 10 reps up and down to build strength for the barbell press. Someone else who was an excellent hand balancer, John Davis, you know, who I cover in my biography of John Davis, he was the strongest man in the world.
Right.
Held the world record in the military press in the heavyweight class in his prime.
Right.
And he got his start training in Tompkins Park in Brooklyn.
Right.
Doing what the kids did on the equipment. Pull-ups, ring work. I'm sure they tried doing the flag.
Yeah.
In the cat. A lot of dips. And a lot of handstand work. So, you know, worked great for him. Two other people, heavyweights, one was Doug Hepburn. Hepburn, who set world records in the military press and won the world championship in heavyweight class in Olympic weightlifting, Hepburn was a tremendous hand balancer. He was so good. There are photos of him doing a handstand balanced on what looks to be like the top of a garage.
You mean at the peak of the garage on the roof? Holy mackerel.
The roof. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's one where he's doing, he's hand balancing on what looks to be the top of a backboard for basketball.
Wow.
You know, fearless. Plus, at a body weight of 280 pounds, he could do a freestanding one-arm handstand.
Really? Wait a minute. Without putting his feet against the wall to steady himself? Holy mackerel.
Yeah, and there are photos of him doing that, and there are photos of him also doing a handstand on these metal supports that put him like 5 feet up in the air. You know, essentially the same as doing a handstand on a pair of parallel bars.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. And another person who did handstand push-ups and built a tremendous amount of shoulder strength, again, a world and Olympic weightlifting champion and world record holder in the press, was Paul Anderson.
Yeah, another strong guy.
Yeah.
So these guys, so do you think there's some sort of magic when you're using your body as the object that you are pressing, that has both an intrinsic and extrinsic effect on gaining strength that you don't get when you're pressing a barbell, because your body is what's moving through time and space as opposed to this metal object?
My experience, that's very close. And my experience has been that you exercise a deeper level of concentration and control when you're doing what I would refer to as advanced bodyweight exercises, the more difficult, demanding ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you do them right, you really start to get the mind and the muscle very tightly linked, and the control factor is really interesting. You start to develop more muscular control, very tight, very hard muscular contractions, and if you do it the right way, and my version of bodyweight training is not focused on high reps as much as focused on hard exercises that really make you work, and you really have to work hard. You have to have, you know, the same kind of strength component that you would if you were doing heavy barbell or dumbbell training or you know, lifting anything heavy. If you do that, it's a very interesting thing. It's a little bit, you know, people who do martial arts often develop a very high level of body control, muscular control, balance, gymnastics, you see the same thing. And advanced bodyweight training seems to have a similar knock-on effect. It's hard to describe unless you do it. It's very, very interesting.
You know, I'm thinking about this as you're saying it. So let's stay with the handstand press just for a second, okay?
Okay.
If you're sitting on a bench with a back on it or not, usually it has a back. If you're doing some seated presses,
mm-hmm.
We know that there are certain amount of muscle activation that occurs. Obviously, you're seated, so it's really from the base of the spine up. The legs really are not really working that hard. If you do a military press standing, we know that that produces a lot more energy. It produces a lot more strength over time because you are planted on your feet, and your legs, your hips, your back, everything is working to keep you steady while you push this bar up and over. However, when you are doing a handstand press, you must be even more rigid and must maintain a greater degree of control than when doing a military press, because it is your body that is moving through space, and you must keep your body in a plane where you can handle it balance-wise. I mean, you can't let your legs go too far to one side or the other, or you will fall. Mm-hmm. You can't let your body relax, or you will flail. So you have to exert the greatest recruitment of nerve to muscle fiber acquisition of all when your body is the instrument that you're pressing.
That's very true, and that's an excellent way of putting it. That's what people don't understand about bodyweight training. They think it's easy, and what they're thinking of is, you know, it's easy to do a push-up versus bench pressing twice your body weight.
Right, right. And let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to just talk a little bit about open chain and closed chain. Do you know about that sort of stuff? I've heard that talked about when people talk about bodyweight training, like, for instance, the push-up versus the bench press. They'll say a push-up is a closed chain movement and a bench press is open chained. Do you know anything about that?
Sure, we can talk about that.
Okay, so let's talk about that when we come back, and then we'll talk about some of the tenets of your new book. We're talking with Brooks Cubic. You can learn more about him by going to his website, brookscubic.com. We'll be right back with more. I've been walking home a crooked mile.
said to cover your body for a living. What you take won't kill you, but careful what you give it.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called...
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Cubic this hour about body weight training for maximum muscle and strength using the dinosaur protocol when added to body weight training. Okay, Brooks, I guess I just don't understand this whole closed chain, open chain thing. Can you explain it to me?
Sure. Well, closed chain exercises are exercises where the hand, if it's an upper body movement, or the foot, if it's a leg movement, is fixed and does not move. So, for example, if I am doing a chin-up or a pull-up, my hand is fixed by holding onto the bar, or if I'm doing them on ropes, I'm holding onto the ropes.
Right.
My hand does not move. My body moves up and down, but my hand remains in place.
Okay.
So that's an example of closed chain, or sometimes they call it a closed kinetic chain or CKC exercise.
Okay.
Another example would be for the lower body, a squat, because the feet are planted on the floor and they don't move when you're doing the squat.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, in contrast, give me an open chain movement for what using the hands and the feet.
Okay, good question. You have an open chain or open kinetic chain, OKC movement. I gave the example of pull-up
right.
for the upper body. Well, if you're talking about a pull-down, you're pulling the bar down to the chest. Okay, so now the upper body is motionless and the hands are moving up and down. It's the same motion, but the hands are moving. Similarly...
So that's why the bench press and the... I always thought it was because your feet were on the ground and your body... was involved, that made closed. In other words, like a circuit. Your feet are touching, your hands are touching, closed. But in a bench press, your hands are touching what you are moving. But I understand it now. So in other words, in a bench press, my hands are moving up and down. In a push-up, my body is moving up and down. My hands are stationary.
Exactly. Now, a lot of body weight exercises are closed chain exercises.
They have to be because your body has to be the weight that's moving, right?
Exactly. Your body is moving through space that in a closed kinetic chain. Whereas open kinetic chain, you're pushing a barbell, a dumbbell, or you're pushing against the handles of an exercise machine, whether you're doing leg extensions, leg presses, presses on a press machine, barbell presses, anything where the hands or arms are moving up and down is open chain, and anything where the hand or the hands or the feet are locked into position is going to be closed chain.
Right.
Now, a lot there's a lot of stuff out there where people say that closed chain exercises are safer, they're more functional. That's the big word, the F word, functional.
Right.
They say that they exercise more muscle groups. That they do not isolate the muscles the way an open chain exercise does. And that really, to my mind, that is starting to confuse isolation movements and compound movements.
Right, right.
An isolation movement. Give you an example: a lateral raise for the shoulders. Is an open chain exercise because the hands are moving up and down, okay? But it's an isolation movement. It's a lot different to do that than to do a military press with a barbell or a military press with dumbbells where the hands are moving up and down, but it's a compound exercise involving multiple muscle groups, whereas the lateral raise is an isolation movement that primarily involves the deltoid. So I think a lot of people, when they're comparing closed chain and open chain, they're comparing a closed chain movement, such as, for example, the push-up, to an open chain movement, such as lying lateral raises on a bench.
Gotcha.
So they're comparing a compound closed chain movement to an isolation open chain movement, and then they say, well, closed chain is better.
Right.
I think what they're really saying is that compound movements involve more muscle groups than isolation movements. And so there's a lot of – it's not mixing apples and oranges as much as talking about apples and oranges and saying that oranges are better than pears.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So let's
talk a little bit about the upcoming book. When will the book be released, first of all?
The shipment of books has actually arrived. It is here right now in the house, and we are loading envelopes up because what we did was we ran a pre-publication special, as I always do. Anybody who orders during the pre-publication special gets a free bonus when we fill the order. The free bonus in this case is a 5-page special report that I did answering a question that I always get. I mean, this is very, very common. How do I combine weight training and body weight training? Or the one that's very, very common, how do I combine weight training, body weight training, and martial arts?
Oh, really? You get a lot of those questions about martial arts, huh?
Tons of questions. Oh, good Lord, yes. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because dinosaur training is all about building strength.
Yes.
And so I can see why martial arts and even MMA guys probably would like it.
Yeah. I you know, over the years, I've gotten feedback from people who fight in the UFC or in other mixed martial arts competitions, judo, jiu-jitsu. We've had national and world champions using dinosaur training. I think I mentioned on one of the previous shows, Ken Shamrock in his book, The Lion's Den, talks about dinosaur training.
Yeah.
And how he benefited from it. I've had people, oh gosh, a guy who taught close combat, in other words, self-defense, to members of the Canadian law enforcement, also taught dino-style strength training. And I've got a lot of soldiers who have talked about how building the strength dino-style has really stood them to good advantage on the battlefield. And I've even had some guys who say, I don't want to go into the details, but I probably wouldn't be here today if I had not been stronger than the other guy when it really counted hand to hand.
Right.
You know, so we've got a lot of people who are, you know, really, really serious about this from a, you know, military law enforcement, martial arts point of view. So, yeah, I get lots and lots of that. And, so I put together a special report that covers that, has some workouts. So that people, you know, see the best ways of combining all of them,
and it's called dinosaur training, dinosaur body weight training. Is that what it's called?
Dinosaur body weight training.
Okay, yeah. And how much is it?
$39.95. It is a perfect bound book, 8.5 by 11, with tons of photos. I demonstrate all of the exercises. We shot the photos out in the garage where I do my training. And I also included a number of photos of old-timers from back in the day showing the development that they got from bodyweight training in some cases, and in some cases a combination of bodyweight training, weight training, sometimes bodyweight training, weight training and wrestling, or bodyweight training, weight training, and really heavy gymnastics. And I thought it would be interesting to put those in. So we've got a number of classic old-time photos with some really serious development. I mean, some of the old-timers, you know, Carl, you're familiar with the photos. Some of the muscular development, you know, from the turn of the century, 111 years ago, I'm not talking about Y2K, I'm talking about Y1900.
Right.
Just freaky development.
Yeah, and you know something I got to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
That development is being embraced again, in my humble opinion, in an IFBB NPC-sanctioned category called the physique category. I have a feeling that the physique category of these competitions, now you're familiar with what I'm talking about, right? I have a feeling it's going to revive bodybuilding. It's going to bring back the renaissance of bodybuilding. It's going to bring back sustainable muscle without drugs being applauded. And, these guys that Brooks is talking about are going to end up being the gurus of this new generation of bodybuilders because they're not going to need drugs. They're not going to want drugs. They're going to want the things that worked for these guys who built these freaky physiques back at the turn of the century.
Yeah, well, that's very true, and that ties into something that is really interesting culturally in the muscle game right now.
Okay, can you hold that thought till we come out of the break? What
certainly
is culturally important right now in the muscle game? We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His new book is called Dinosaur Bodyweight Training. Something to be respected. It doesn't have to be a bar. It doesn't have to be a dumbbell. It doesn't have to be a weight at all. It could be you and the floor with your body to build an amazing physique. And if anybody's going to tell you how to do it, it's Brooks Kubik. Go to Brooks Kubik. Where do you want people to go for the book? Brookskubik.com?
www.brookscubic.com. Go to the products page and then look for Dinosaur Bodyweight Training.
There you go. All right, stay tuned. We'll talk more with Brooks when we come back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow we got two great shows planned for you. During the first hour, we're going to have Julie and Charles Mayfield on talking about paleo comfort food. Okay? So it doesn't, paleo doesn't always mean Spartan and restricted. So we're going to do that show tomorrow. And then also, the second half of the show, we're going to have Anne Louise Gittleman on about her new book, Zapped: Why Your Cell Phone Shouldn't Be Your Alarm Clock and 1,268 Ways to Outsmart the Hazards of Electronic Pollution. This is an important show. You know how I feel about cell phone radiation and radiation in general. Years from now, I'm going to be proven right. Mark my words. I will not apologize for my attitude. Some people email me sometimes and say, Carl, do you wear an aluminum hat when you go to sleep? No, I don't. But I unplug my router and cell phone, cordless phone, and I turn my cell phone off. I want to minimize the radiation that I'm sleeping in. You'll find out it's a good thing. Okay, we're talking with Brooks Cubic. Brooks, why is this this new culture so important? What's going on?
Well, here's what I think is happening in bodybuilding, weight training, the muscle and fitness flex world that we all grew up in. Many, many years ago, when I was a kid starting out, I'll give you an example. Iron Man magazine had an advertisement for a little course about how to bench press 400 pounds.
A little course.
Well, it was like two pages of, you know, one page front and back of a piece of paper for $2. And it was written by a man named Big Bill Anton, who said he was the 13th man in history to bench press 400 or more pounds. And I remember thinking, man, I want to get that course. I want to do that. I want to, you know, if that guy can do it, I can do it. And similarly, when I looked at the physiques in the magazines, you know, I thought, I want to look like that. I can look like that. And everybody from my generation grew up with this thing of, you know, if that guy can lift that, I can do it. I can look like that. I can get big. I can get strong. I can do it too.
It was clearly within your reach if you put the time and work in.
Absolutely.
And you didn't have to do anything dangerous.
Exactly. And it was, you know, supplementation, it was training, and it was hard work. It was putting the time in the iron mines. And you could end up looking, if not exactly like Mr. America or Mr. Universe or Mr. Olympia, you could look really, really darn good. Very, very impressive. I'll give you a simple example. I think I've shared this story before. When I was 19 years old, I went to a gym in northern Ohio, and they had two guys there who were in for as guest posers at a northern Ohio bodybuilding contest. And one was Mike Mentzer, and one was Danny Padilla. And
two great physiques.
Yeah, and this was, you know, at the height of their competition careers, when they were like at the top of the world. And this little kid was there with his dad, and he was watching them train, and you could just see his eyes, you know, bulging out of his head. And he walks up to Mentzer, and he has a piece of paper and a pencil, and he asks him for an autograph, and Mentzer gives him an autograph. And then he goes up to Danny Padilla, and he asks Padilla for an autograph, and Padilla does the same thing. And then the kid comes over to me, and he asks me for my autograph.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, at the time, I probably weighed a very, very lean, cut to ribbons, 165 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, I had the high school wrestling build, very lean, muscular. You know, certainly not a competitive bodybuilder type thing, but I looked good enough that the kid, you know, he went from Mentzer to Padilla to Brooks to get autographs, which was really kind of funny. And I say that, you know, not to toot my own horn.
Yeah, right.
But to give an example, you know, you were able to do really, really well with good training and good nutrition.
Yes.
Okay. Nowadays, you open Muscle and Fitness or Flex or any magazine, and the development of the people in the magazine is just absolutely monstrous. It is so far beyond what most people can achieve or would want to achieve that a lot of people just don't have that same "I can do it."
Yeah.
And so the it's changed, and something else has come in and it's picked up the slack. And that's UFC mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
The UFC magazines, they're all over the newsstands. They sell way better than the muscle building magazines. And I think that there are a lot more young guys. Maybe they buy Muscle and Fitness, and maybe they buy, you know, whatever their favorite martial arts magazine or magazines are. But I think that when they say, "I can be that guy," they look at the development of a George St. Pierre or someone else from the UFC mixed martial arts world.
Right. I think you know what? You hit it. It's not necessarily that they can fight as good. It's that they can look like that guy. And that,
exactly.
And looking like that guy is the beginning of being like that guy. And I agree with you. And this is why I say I really believe that the new physique category is actually going to give, for the first time ever, bodybuilding competitions its first crack at the mainstream. Look at when you go to competitions in this day and age,
mm-hmm.
the bikini and physique classes are larger than the figure and the bodybuilding classes. Mm-hmm. That more people are stepping up because these are attainable, realistic, aesthetically appealing physiques. They're not freaks. They're actually, for the first time, physiques that can appeal to the opposite sex. And let me explain that. I have said before on other radio shows that bodybuilding is a sport in a sense that most women will say when they look at a bodybuilder when he's ready to step on stage, competition ready, you know, 2-3% body fat, ripped to shreds, over muscularized, they go, ew, like I don't like a guy like that looks like that. And obviously most bodybuilders don't look like that all year long. But the point I'm making is now the physiques that are walking into the physique competition and the bodies that are walking on stage in the bikini competition, people are looking and going, wow, that girl looks great, or that guy looks great, as opposed to, oh, he's a freak. Wow, I like the way he looks because he's freakish. So I really think that these are good things, and I predict that in the years to come, it's going to actually revive the bodybuilding world, that these two segments are now being applauded. That's just my humble opinion. That's
it. I completely agree with you. I think it's a very, very interesting phenomenon, and I think it's going to attract a lot more people because, again, it gives you that sense of, I can do it.
I can do that. And let's face it, if Jack LaLanne, in his heyday, mm-hmm. was planted at an NPC event, given his physique, where would he end up? Would he end up with the bodybuilders? Probably not. He wouldn't have enough muscle on him to step with the bodybuilders. He'd have great conditioning. If Vince Gironda was taken out of the atmosphere and planted at an NPC or IFBB event today, would he be standing with the 202 class? Absolutely not. Kevin English and those guys, I mean, these guys are monsters compared to Vince. But he had great conditioning. He had an attainable physique. Unfortunately, they would probably be relegated to the physique category.
The local newspaper, you may have noticed this, the Louisville Courier-Journal, just covered, they have a photo gallery on, what was it, Kentucky Muscle?
Yes, I was there. It was a great event.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the photo gallery is almost completely the figure category for women and the physique category for men.
Yeah, you see the guys in the long board shorts, like the shorts that you wear to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
And these guys look great. These guys, I've always said on this show, I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. I'd like to look like Marky Mark did when he did that billboard ad for the underwear in Times Square. Round shoulders, a neat midsection, not overly muscularized, but athletic looking. That's what I like to look like. That's what those guys look like. That's what the physique category looks like. So I applaud the NPC and the IFBB. And I think that they know, they see it. The number of attendees that are coming in for that group shows that it could actually breathe life into this sport and make it more mainstream. We have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk more about Brooke's book when we come back. I'm sorry I got sidetracked here with this sort of cultural stuff. But anyway, the book is called Dinosaur Bodyweight Training. You can get it at brookscubic.com, and it's in the store, right? It's called Products or Store, your link there.
Products.
In the product section. A great book to have. You know, there's times where all you have is you and the floor. Like right now during this commercial break, I will be doing push-ups. So, no, I'm serious. I do it all the time. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now this one dedicated to the girl with the angel face and the devil heart. It was a rock off your track and he must have new top player.
Welcome back.
Step up my own. Get it.
I know this little girl, her name is Maxine. Her bitch is like
I just did two sets of bodyweight squats and two sets of push-ups during the break. I do
that. That's a lot of work for a short break.
Yeah, no, but I just 20 reps each, that's all. 20 reps.
That's great.
But you know what? I do this quite often. I started this when I first started doing my show, when I moved out of my studio and into my apartment doing the show, and I had my Power Block dumbbells there. I used to always do something during the break.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it kind of keeps me awake. But anyway, all right, so let's talk more about the book. What else will people learn in the book?
Well, the book is real interesting. There's a long tradition in what I'm going to refer to as physical culture. The physical culture tradition has a long tradition of 12 lesson courses. And that goes back to Farmer Burns, the trainer of Frank Gotch, who beat George Hackenschmidt to win the World Wrestling Championship 100 years ago. Burns put out a mail order course that was 12 lessons in physical culture, physical fitness, and of course wrestling. And other people who started putting out courses, such as George Jowett, for example, started to put out 12 lesson courses. And that tradition somehow 12 became the magic number. So what I did in this book I wrote it exactly the same as if this was an old school, old-fashioned, golden age mail order course. And so it's got 12 lessons, and we talk about, you know, some of the mental aspects of training. We talk about some basic things like, you know, where to train, when to train, how to have really great workouts no matter what you're doing. You know, kind of background stuff, talk about things that you can do to make the exercises in the course as effective as possible. And so I move from those lessons gradually into lessons or chapters that cover bodyweight training on a body part by body part basis. So, you know, we do a section on pull-ups with all kinds of pull-up variations, push-ups with all kinds of push-up variations, including the handstand push-up for the folks who are really strong and, you know, really looking to take it to the next level. Leg exercises, back training, neck training, grip training, core training. I mean, if all you're interested in is carving a core that looks like the old washboard abs that they always talked about when we were young, you know, you want to learn how to build your abs, build your core, this is the book for you. It's got some great stuff in it. And one of the things that I did, I have a complete section where I'm doing a wide variety of exercises using two really unique tools, which are lots of fun for body weight work, ropes and rings. And if you go to the website, if you look at the cover of the book, you'll see yours truly, me, doing what I call a staggered grip double rope pull-up. I've got two hanging ropes. They're a little bit more than shoulder width apart, so I grab them with the thumbs up, a vertical grip on each rope, and I do pull-ups that way. But for the staggered grip pull-up, what I do is I have one hand high and one hand low.
Really?
Yeah. And what that does, that requires the high hand to provide much, much more of the power to do that pull-up. Because the lower hand, you've kind of taken it out because it's beginning in sort of a half-bent position.
So you could actually use that to transition into a one-arm pull-up eventually.
Yeah, you could try that. And I've got lots of variations like that so that, you know, if you can't do a pull-up, this book will teach you how to do a pull-up. If you can do pull-ups, it'll show you how to do sets and reps to build a whole lot of strength and muscle. But if you want to go to the next level, it'll show you how to start doing progressively more and more difficult pull-ups until you get to the point where you're doing, like, really freaky stuff. One thing that I did kind of as a challenge, Trudy had something called yoga ropes, which were little ropes that, they're like the kind of ropes that you use on an old-fashioned clothesline.
Right.
You know, they're not plastic. You know, they were.
They were cotton. Actual. Yeah. I want to say? They were not twine, but they were ropes. They were white, actually, a kind of a whitish color rope, right?
Yeah.
And the kids used to play jump rope with them when they would come down off of the clothesline. So.
Yeah, and these are about the thickness. I'm holding the number two lead pencil in my hand right now. They're just about that thickness.
Right.
Okay. Well, I wondered if it would be possible to hang those from my chinning bar and do pull-ups hanging from the ropes. And I don't mean...
So not wrapping them around your hand. You mean try using your grip to hold onto that skinny little rope.
Well, the rope is in a vertical position, not a horizontal position, which would
exactly.
be easy.
That's what I mean. So that would be skinny. That would really employ an amazing grip.
Yeah, and you just think about how difficult it would be to hold on to something that thin. I mean, it's the same principle. You know, if you lift up a 10-pound barbell plate, that's no big deal. But if you solder a needle onto the 10-pound plate and you pick it up by holding on to the needle.
Yeah, that takes a lot of strength.
You know, if the needle is in a vertical position and you squeeze it and pull it up, it's like that's like crazy. Well, this rope thing was the same way. And so what I did, I worked up to it. I put you know, I would hold the rope in my right hand and I would hold the bar in my left hand. So it was a bar and rope pull up with the yoga rope. And then as I got stronger, you know, and then I'd reverse it, I'd hold the bar in the right hand and the rope in the left hand. And as I got stronger and stronger in the grip, I started getting to the point where I was trying the two ropes, just hanging from the two ropes. And eventually I got to the point where I was able to do that. And it was hilarious when we were taking photos for the book. Trudy was the photographer. And so, you know, she was there and, you know, I chalk up my hands and I'm getting set, you know, I'm kind of getting psyched because this is a really difficult thing to do. And I'm like, you ready? And she's like, I'm ready. I'm like, you ready? She's like, yep. I'm like, okay, catch this photo because I can't hold this forever. She's like, okay.
Right.
So I grab, you know, and pull and bang, I'm right up to the top. It's perfect. And there's no camera click.
Ah.
There's no flash. There's nothing. And I'm like thinking to myself, take the photo, take the photo, take the photo. And all of a sudden, there's this belated bang, and she takes the photo. And
so she did it on purpose, in other words.
No. Later, you know, so I dropped down, and I said, well, thanks, but what took so long? And she said, I couldn't believe it when you did it.
She was so amazed. That is funny.
Yeah. You know, so I was thinking, look, the next time I do something really hard, you can be amazed, and that's wonderful, and I love you for it, but take my photo. And she said, okay.
And be amazed afterwards.
Yeah, be amazed afterwards.
Very, very good. Very good. All right, let's go ahead and plug the book again. The book is called Dinosaur Bodyweight Training.
Dinosaur Bodyweight Training, 8.5 by 11, big book, lots of photos. You can get it at www.brookscubic.com. And when you place your order, if you have listened to this interview, be sure to say, Carl sent me.
You know what? We have a few minutes here. Before we leave, there was a discussion you wanted to have about Charles Atlas and who else that you
Charles Atlas and John Grimmick. Yeah. I tell this story in the foreword to the book. John Grimmick worked for Bob Hoffman, York Barbell Company. Hoffman and Charles Atlas got into a lawsuit. They sued each other. And, you know, we had witnesses and cross-examination and lawyers and, you know, the whole nine yards. It was really kind of a war between the two of them. And John Grimmick, many years later, related a story that during the trial, he and Charles Atlas met out in the hall.
Right.
And, you know, it's sort of like, oops, what's going to happen? Because Hoffman's guy, the weightlifting champion, the bodybuilding champion, is here, and it's Charles Atlas, and it's just the two of them, and what's going to happen? So guess what happened?
What happened?
They ended up talking training.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they, you know, they really didn't care about the labels and about who lifts barbells and who does bodyweight stuff and, you know, all of that. They just were really interested in training. They had the utmost respect for one another. And they just sat there while the lawyers were in the courtroom fighting and arguing and doing the lawyer thing. The two men just sat there and talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they talked about what they loved the most, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, that's the, you know, there are some people who say, well, you know, I don't like bodyweight training. That's fine. But you like physical culture, and you like training for strength, and you like training for health. And you like everything that we talk about in bodyweight training, dinosaur bodyweight training. So don't worry about it. If you don't want to do bodyweight training, stick to the weight training. It's not a problem, but I'll tell
you
what.
But you know what? Shake it up a little bit.
They can coexist.
Yeah, shake it up a little bit. You know what? There, if you're like me and most of my listeners are, life gets in the way sometimes. So what are you going to do? You were supposed to train one day and something happened. You know what? Body weight training. You know what? You can spend a half hour knocking it out at the house before you leave and feel good. At least you got something done.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's another example of you got a quiver, you got arrows in the quiver. The more arrows in the quiver, the better.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Go to brookscubic.com and get your copy of Dinosaur Body Weight Training today. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Carl, a pleasure. Take care.
Okay, talk to you soon. And also, I want to thank Dr. Judy Kuryansky. You can go to drjudy.com and check out her book, The Idiot's Guide to Dating, a great book for those of you who are finding yourself in the dating world, whether you're young or finding yourself in the dating world after life has thrown you some curveballs. Great, great inspirational information there. Good information to help you think it through. We'll see you tomorrow with another great episode of Superhuman Radio, and thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.